With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, that was Ludens. Is this one? Oh, Halls. Thank you. This is just, I feel all clear. This is delightful.
Cleared you up?
Oh.
Good.
Vinny, well, where have you been for the last 2 days? Why don't you come to my house and like shove these things down my throat?
I got a wicked big stash of them, so we're going to get through this show. No worries.
A wicked big stash. I love it. Oh,
you've heard that before, right?
Wicked big? Yeah. Oh, I've heard. I was just looking at Jason Derulo's picture. That is wicked big.
That is so stupid.
I'm going to get to that. Oh, are you kidding me? That's not stupid. That's enormous.
Well, I'm not talking about the size of his wang. The photo itself is like, oh, dude.
Listen, I'd be half aroused, too, if I looked like that. I'd be looking in the mirror going, ooh.
Does it get any more Fabio, though, than that picture?
No, it's so funny.
I mean, doesn't that smack of cheese to you?
It is super cheesy. Listen, but it is freaking hilarious.
We're talking about a photo that's...
We're talking about Jason Derulo's smile. It looks like the Amazon arrow just heading from A to Z. It's wicked big. Anyway, we're going to start with something completely... Do I have any... let's see. Oh, I do. Look at that. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Fremont Bank, our partner for this year's Toy Drive. If you're going to Alice in Wonderland tonight, please bring a new unwrapped toy supporting Toys for Tots. Fremont Bank is going to match up to $5,000 in donations. So if you aren't bringing a toy and you want to do some cash, that'd be great. But if you're coming tonight to Alice in Wonderland, you know, think of others. Always think of others. Oh, that's sweet. And do I say, oh, that's so sweet. Oh, isn't that pretty? That is Christmas.
It is. It's perfect.
Oh. I am getting into the Christmas spirit a little bit. Just like...
Did you decorate your house?
No.
You're not going to do that, and you're not going to even have a tree because you're leaving?
I don't think we'll have a tree, but we are going to decorate. We're going to try and maybe we'll do it this weekend. This week was... listen, we're under it at my house, too. Like, the rug for the studio is coming Wednesday, and we've been so sick because John was... during vacation, we were all sick. Like, this is not my first go-round with this stuff. Like, we're so under it. Today, I got to go and spot prime, and then I got to get the first coat of the molding paint up.
You're telling me you're going to do that before you take a nap, before you go to the show tonight.
I can get the spot prime done easy. That won't take long. And then John,
you know,
will get
the foreman on this job, right?
Oh, why don't the foreman has to work, though, sometimes, especially when the foreman has taken about 5 days off from
this. What I'm saying, though, is the foreman can also call off and say, we're going to do that tomorrow.
But it can't be. We only have so many days. It's got to get done. All right, let's get to this.
You're a mean boss.
I know.
To yourself.
Myself. Why can't I give myself a break? I did, though. For the last 2 days, I have done nothing but lay on that couch. On Tuesday, which was the worst day, I was like, at one point, I'm on the couch, I'm laying there, and John's put all the pillows and stuff on me, and I'm just kind of... And then, like, someone was at the door, and I'm just like, I can't get up. It was like there were sandbags laying all over me. Like, there was just no way I was going to move. I'm just... No.
We just got a new couch at my house.
Oh, is it comfy?
It's funny that you say that. So we had this couch, and I didn't know what was wrong with it. But it was not the right couch.
Oh. Have you had it a long time?
Yeah, and she's the one who picked it out. And then she's all, this is not the couch. So it's too wide, so her legs don't fold over. And she can't sit back and have her legs rest in the right spot.
I see.
So her legs go straight.
Yeah. It needs to have a break for her knees. She'd have to put more pillows behind her to get herself to the right position.
So she's hated that thing for that reason.
But I thought she likes to curl up on the couch.
Listen, I just was like, I'll tell you this.
Okay.
She went through Macy's. This is not a
Ding, ding, shame.
It's not. We paid. We didn't talk to anybody. We didn't. We just did.
We paid full price for that.
They're actually fairly inexpensive by comparison to what you might spend for a couch out there.
There are some pretty pricey couches.
And when we talked about it, that was my thing was, you know, these kids are the minute that gets put down, some kid's going to come up and wipe their snotty nose right along the back of the thing.
Right.
So she was like, I'll take that chance. We got to.
Is it leather?
No. It's some microfiber.
Is it stain resistant?
It is, because actually someone already did wipe their nose along it.
And you
it
were was able to wipe it right off.
Right off.
That's great news.
Anyway, speaking of the couch.
Keep up with that.
We have a, what do they call when it sticks out?
Oh, it's like
almost like a bed.
Yeah.
And
it's
then
got one of those sections.
A nook. Section type thing. Yeah. And then there's like a, it's a corner thing
it's like
too.
Like a sectional sort of, like a.
The nook is her
with a chaise?
Deal.
The, oh, she likes the nook.
She called the nook. Like we were talking about calling shotgun yesterday.
Oh, right.
Which is a thing. You probably didn't live through that.
Of course I know about shotgun. Are you kidding me? I have to fight with my children now over who's riding shotgun.
You do?
I've actually given up because I'm a terrible backseat driver. I get really scared when John is so aggressive.
Oh,
so
I know that.
Now.
Slow down.
Well, you drive like a madman too. So I jump. So now I'm just like, yeah, go ahead, take shotgun. I'll sit in the back.
Oh.
I'll sit in the back and I look out the window and try not to pay attention to the stop sign. We just ran and, you know, whatever. Just trying to be quiet.
Well, for 16-year-old boys, shotgun becomes, I'm not getting in. No, you get in. You get into the back seat right now. And you could sit there for 10 minutes.
Right.
With the fighting that goes on. Anyway. Where were we?
You were going to...
Oh, yeah, the
you
couch.
Called
she called,
on the
no, she
corner.
Called the corner, the nook, and that's... So I have the chaise.
Oh, so you have the chaise lounge.
I guess.
That's nice. Now you can stretch out.
Who's got time to sit on the
Is
couch?
Is it cozy enough to fall asleep on?
Because haven't
what,
tried yet.
Oh, all right.
We've had it only like 2 weeks.
Is this in the family room or in the living room?
The main... What is the main room called?
Your family... The one off the kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah, just a family
it's
room,
the family
right?
room.
Yeah. You got any furniture in that living room?
Yeah,
yet?
The old couch that we just covered.
I've so
got
now you have
pushed down the hall.
Right. All right. Justin Timberlake's in the news today.
I know. I've seen this and I am surprised.
Apologizing. Yeah, this is terrible. I have to admit my eyes widened as I read this and thought, oh my God, they've done nothing but sell me the love.
Well, from what I read, they've had a rocky relationship.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
I didn't
so
either.
That was news to me, and I was sort of like, oh.
They got a kid, Silas. Is that the kid's name?
I don't know, but they're definitely married.
Yeah, oh,
they
yes.
have a kid.
Mm-hmm. I see them together. And not together, apparently. So, Silas Randall.
Timberlake.
That's a solid name. Silas Timberlake. Justin Timberlake apologized yesterday for pictures and video that showed him holding the hand of actress Alicia Wainwright at a bar in New Orleans a couple weekends ago. They're actually shooting a movie together called Palmer.
Who is that, though, Alicia Wainwright? I never heard of her.
I don't know, some actress. Is Palmer, is it like a Arnold Palmer movie? Palmer? I only know one Palmer. He didn't make any excuses. He called it, quote, a strong lapse in judgment. He made it clear that nothing happened between the two of them. I think that means they didn't have sex. They just held hands. I totally believe him.
You don't?
I don't know, man. It does seem like he's basically blaming it on the alcohol.
Well, that's, I don't disagree.
He says, I drank way too much that night and I regret my behavior. I should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son. I apologize to my amazing wife and family for putting them through such an embarrassing situation, and I'm focused on being the best husband and father that I can be. This was not that. So at least he owned it. I wonder if Alicia's like, oh, darn. I really thought I was going to.
I wonder if she's like, are they going to cut me out of this film now?
Right.
Is more important for her, I'm sure.
Did I just get my role reduced?
Because I don't know who that is. Let me look that up. Alicia Wainwright, you said?
Wainwright. Do you have a picture of her?
Yeah.
Let me have a look at her.
Yeah, pretty. There's a lot of pretty people in Hollywood, though.
Yeah, she's pretty.
You get a good gig.
What else has she? What else has she done?
I'm not sure. I didn't look it up.
And it could make you.
Oh, that doesn't sound like the Arnold Palmer life story at all. All right, Palmer it is. Anyway, Justin Timberlake making bad decisions. Look, we've all made bad decisions on alcohol.
Oh yeah, she is great looking.
Alcohol. Limit on the alcohol.
She was in General Hospital, the TV series.
Oh, wow. Goodness. She's a soap star. Wow.
Yeah, she's stunning.
And she got a big break with a movie with Justin. I'm sure he's like holding her hand. She's like, all right, I guess. Oh, Lethal. Well, oh, right. What do you say? There's a fly?
There's a fly that he's clearly trying to...
You have flies?
Eliminate. Wow, there are a million pictures of him and her.
Oh, boy.
Under her name when you hit images.
Well, that's how we all know her. This is the best thing he could have ever done for her. Worst thing he could have done for him, but now we all have been saying Alicia Wainwright's name.
Mm-hmm.
Where before today, it was like, nope, never heard of her. Tidal, T-I-D-A-L, mm-hmm. the music service. Jay-Z bought it for $56 million in 2014, and then he pulled all his music off everything else and said, this is the only place you're going to be able to get it. Soon after that, he put his music back on Apple, but he was like, F you, Spotify. Well, he celebrated his 50th birthday yesterday by putting his entire catalog back on Spotify. Come on, Adele.
All right.
He bought it for $56 million, and it hasn't taken off. And frankly, it's really expensive. We actually bought a month or two of it here because we needed something, right?
It's probably a Kanye record, I think.
Something like that, right, because a lot of people will put it on Tidal exclusively for a while, like he's worked these deals up. But then we all know we're getting it eventually. It's like, how many of these things, look, I'm already paying for, Jesus, and you know the latest thing, too, is now you have to pay for all these news services. Like, I'm subscription central. It's ridiculous. Every day my thing goes off, goes, hey, you just got dinged for this. Hey, you just got dinged for that.
Me, too. So I pay for the Chronicle to get it through my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I pay for the Merck. For some reason, it signed me out, and I can't remember.
Oh, no. You can do lost password, can't you?
I can do it. I just have, you know, I don't think of it when I'm at home. And then I get in here and hit the app and go, God damn it. It's been going on for about a week now. I'll get it straightened out over the weekend.
I just signed up for the Wall Street Journal because there's a bunch of stories I want to look in there. And it's $39 a month.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. Wow. I mean, I got it for a dollar a month for the first 2 months. But then they're going to be dinging me for $40 a month.
The bigger bummer is that the write-off for that is gone.
No, it's not. Not for me.
Oh, you.
Corporation, baby.
What does that mean?
It means it means my life is very freaking complicated, and yet I'm being told it benefits me somehow. Anyway, Jay-Z, I don't know if he'll be able to write off the $56 million he paid for Tidal, but it hasn't taken off. A year after he bought it, he accused the previous owners of overstating their subscriber numbers. This past January, Tidal was accused of inflating its streaming numbers. He yanked his music off everything back in 2017 and didn't go back to Spotify until it looks like yesterday. If you want Jay-Z music, now you get it. He, you know, the guy wants to get paid. He's only got $1 billion. I don't, you know, how's he going to feed his kids?
Oh, man.
Well, that's how he got it, though. He cares enough about hitting that number that he does everything he can to wring an extra buck out of stuff.
Yep.
I'm too lazy for that, by the way.
Oh.
Even the corpo thing that you do, I'm like,
Listen, it's worth it, I'm told.
I'm sure it is.
I just cannot tell you. I swear to God, I feel like I'm hanging by my fingernails sometimes. Like, okay, then I do what? And then that comes from where? And then what happens?
I can't be.
Like, and also, you know when I want to talk to my accountant? Once a year when I do my taxes. And that's not the case. Who is this guy? He's in my life all the time. TJ, you're great. I love you. I love you. I think you thank God for you because I don't know what I'd do. Anywho, look. If you have some serious man meat going on, what you need to do is...
What did you just say to me?
You heard me.
I didn't hear you.
I think you did.
I didn't.
What?
If you've got some trouser snake happening, you know, if it's happening...
Are we talking
people
about...
People need to know about that. An enormous man area?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
All right.
Enormous. When you have that, it's really hard to keep it under wraps just because, you know, look, it's advertisement for yourself. Like, look what I got going on. Come on. It's good times. So the problem is that Instagram's like, that's filthy. And they took it down. It was Jason Derulo's we're talking about. By the way.
It's cheesy as hell, the photo.
It is. It's cheesy.
He's wearing the smallest tiny little shorts.
Yeah, they're like, they're.
They look like dolphin shorts.
They do. They're even shorter. Right. They're like little tiny, you know, it looks like if he turned around, you'd see his butt hanging out. I don't know what they do in the back. They're like boxer briefs, but they don't go down the leg. They're sort of that look. I don't know what you call those.
I have yet to have time, maybe, or the interest. But so who's this guy?
You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Oh, this is the
wiggle,
guy.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Okay.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Oh, of course. So Instagram took his post down. So he did. Look, I'm going to say this. He's a good looking guy. He's in absolutely great shape. And his banana hammock is magnificent. Like that is.
His chaunch.
His chaunch is. It's impressive. I don't see any under stuff. Like it doesn't. That doesn't seem to. There doesn't seem to be any. Well, maybe. Here, take a look at that. See if you can.
Really,
if you can see anything under the chaunch.
Don't need to.
Yeah, see if you can find it in color. Might need to see it in color. So Jason Derulo puts on a tight pair of underpants, and
he's definitely in shape. He looks like a footballer.
Yeah, he looks great.
Like a wide receiver.
I mean,
like
he's
super
full,
cut,
six pack. Very mm-hmm. Yeah, like doesn't have an ounce of fat on him. So Instagram took down the picture that he put. He's wearing underwear. You can't see anything. They said it violates their community guidelines on nudity or sexual activity. He's not nude and not engaging in any kind of sexual activity. There are far more revealing pictures of people on Instagram. Did you see the Lizzo stuff?
So I haven't seen the Lizzo stuff.
Hold on, I have.
Although I like her.
Yeah, sure. What's not to like?
One of the stories I read this morning as this crossed my news feed was that apparently The Game, you know him? He's a rapper.
Yeah.
He has a picture similarly displaying his chaunch, and that hasn't been taken down. So Derulo is either more popular and got a quicker attention, or I don't know what, but The Game is definitely being pointed at as this guy has the same photo up, and it's still there from months
Well, he ago. Reposted the offending photo, and so far it's still on there, findable. He posted the notice that he got from Instagram with the picture. Did I hand? I think that's the actual post.
The notice right. As a cover shot, so you have to scroll.
Oh, you got to go to the next thing to see him. He basically captioned the thing. I can't help my size.
Oh, please!
Oh. Poor thing.
Oh, God,
poor thing.
For you.
He can't help his size, you guys. Were you able to find the thing where he's talking about? Let's hear. Here's what Jason Derulo.
I don't want to say I was shriveled up because I definitely wasn't like, you know, you get the cold shrivel. It was
right, right.
It wasn't cold.
Did you
like
have
that.
A, people call it a semi. Did you have a semi?
I might have had a semi.
You might have had a semi.
I mean, I think it's pretty clear that he had a semi. I mean, sure, he had a semi. Great.
Do you like that?
Well, I certainly did. I went, whoa, look at that.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
If the news breaks that there's now a photo of it uncovered.
Sure, I'll look at that.
You'll look at that.
Yeah.
You want to look that up? You're like, Bryn, look that up. Let me see that.
Yeah, if we can find it easily. Yeah, and zoom in. Let me see what's going on there. Where's my girl? Oh.
She's not here.
Not here, back
and
me
neither
up.
Is her backup. We couldn't get Nicole, huh?
No.
No, she's actually working Jane shit today, so.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Let's see here. Boy, all these stories.
Another chaunch story?
No.
Okay.
No more chaunch story. I got baby sharks. So I don't want to talk about that. Do we need a new Planet of the Apes movie? Because it looks like we're getting one.
One or two of those that I saw were pretty darn good.
Well, it wouldn't be. It sounds like it would not be a continuation of the series with Caesar. You know, the Andy Serkis plan that. So it's really just another reboot, which I feel like the last one in the Planet of the Apes just came out a year or so ago.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm
either.
Not familiar.
They're saying a new era for the franchise. Wes Ball. The filmmaker behind the Maze Runner movies has been tapped to develop and direct a new Apes movie. It's not clear if it's a fresh reboot or maybe it is an expansion of the one that has Andy Serkis in it. But anyway, if you can't get enough Planet of the Apes, well, no problem. And if you can't get enough Ghostbusters, they're confirming a reboot for next year.
Yeah, you've reported that they're working on that.
Yeah,
this is the one they're doing that as if the girls one never happened, right?
Right. They say they're calling it Ghostbusters Afterlife. And Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Sigourney Weaver, and Annie Potts have all signed on. And I guess Jason Reitman will be the director. Ivan directed the original first two Ghostbusters film. It looks like that kid Finn Wolfhard from
Stranger Things.
He's going to be in it. Paul Rudd looks like he's going to be in it.
He's a super interesting kid, like looking wise. He's peculiar, but not
Finn Wolf.
Yeah, but not in a bad way. Like you're not all oof.
No, I agree with you. I like him. He's got a band too. He's the one who has the band. Anyway, Paul Rudd shared the news by tweeting, "Look who answered the call. It's a Ghostbuster."
Good for him.
Congratulations to Dennis Rodman. He is almost 4 months clean and sober, he says. And he is hoping to land a comeback in the NBA. Isn't he like 50?
He's a little too old for
that. I feel like he's a little too old, but, you know, whatever keeps you motivated.
He was a real badass in his day.
He's 58.
Yeah, that's not
58?
Happening.
And he thinks he's going to get back in the NBA? No, 4 months. 4 months sober. Let's give him that. Let's give it to him.
Just relax there, Dennis. Stay out of trouble, buddy.
It's like Kanye West is going to do more stuff with Joel Osteen.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, they're doing a... he's done some Sunday service stuff with Joel a couple weeks ago. He did one. They're looking at Yankee Stadium, which I don't know how many people that holds. Oh, 54,000.
That's a lot.
It's about 10,000 more than Lakewood, which is, I think, where they... Is that the name of his place where they just did that thing? Where they just did that whole Sunday service thing? I think
the
that's
name
where he broadcast
of Osteen's
from.
Place? Yeah. The Houston one?
That's what it says. 10,000 more than Lakewood. Yes. They're saying they would do it similar to what they did a few weeks ago in Houston. They would do it at Yankee Stadium.
The greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Praise Jesus. And finally, congratulations to Barack and Michelle Obama. They are on the vineyard now. They have closed on the house that they rented over the summer. They liked it so much that they decided to buy it. Listed for $14,850,000. They paid $11,750,000. So
wow, that's quite a discount.
They did. They got a nice deal on that.
That is
6,900 square feet.
A heartbreaking discount,
yeah,
frankly.
Sure.
If
well,
you're the seller, you're like, oh my God, that's 3 million, 3 point whatever.
You're right.
Ah.
You get 7 bedrooms, a pool, of course, outdoor fireplace, vaulted ceilings, 2 guest wings off the main home. They loved the house over the summer while they were renting it and decided to buy it. It comes with a private beach and a boathouse. It's
nice.
Going to be amazing. What's coming up, Ben?
Well, oh. I guess there's a concern about white vans being a problem, and I have the answer and the directive for you after the...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37. Tonight is the night. It's Alice in Winterland. You can still join us at the party. There's tickets left. It's Kesha and Avril Lavigne and Flora Cash, and it's happening tonight at the Masonic in San Francisco. Very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
We'll meet you all there.
The Radio Alice Report.
You better.
Yeah. See you there.
All right.
It's going to be all Christmassy and stuff.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tomatina Fresh Italian. Oh, head on down so tonight for pasta and pizza made in-house every day.
Okay.
Get to tomatina.com for the location nearest you. Sounds delicious.
Mm.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
News is breaking right now. I don't know enough about what exactly they plan to do in terms of this impeachment, but they're moving forward with it. Nancy Pelosi is... I think she's already delivered the "we have enough and we're moving forward."
Right.
So that's the latest update. Is if she hasn't already announced it, she will be announcing it any second that they're moving forward with the impeachment. Also,
yeah.
Did you see the movie that Tom Hanks starred in where he is the ship?
No. Oh yeah, he's the captain.
He's the captain, and
they get taken over by
pirates. Take him over.
Yes, I saw that.
Captain Phillips.
Oh yeah.
Is that it?
That's a great movie.
Pirates aboarded a Greek-owned oil tanker off Nigeria and kidnapped 19 Indian and Turkish crew members in what has become the world's most dangerous waters for such attacks.
Oh, my God.
So that's happening to someone as we speak. Oh, the movie?
Right.
It's happening to someone.
That's high tension.
People, boarding giant tankers.
People on
yeah.
There. Right. Yikes.
Yikes is right. All right, so let me tell you this story because...
I'm ready. Is this the white van story?
Yes.
Is this about shoes?
It's not.
Is this about kidnappings? Is this about porch pirating?
Terrifying rumors initially propelled by Facebook's algorithms have sparked fears that men driving white vans are kidnapping women all across the United States for sex trafficking and to sell their body parts.
Oh, my God. Is this... Wait.
There's no evidence to suggest this is happening, much less on a national coordinated scale, which is what the story is apparently putting out there. I haven't looked at Facebook yet today, so I didn't see this, but a series of viral Facebook posts created a domino effect that led to a mayor of a major American city issuing a warning.
Look out for men in white. And meanwhile, dudes are just like, I got a white one. What? It's the...
My wife's dad has a white van.
Oh, boy. Oh, Party. Wow.
Party has a white van. So.
Get him!
Yikes.
Oh, boy. There's something about the
mayor,
white van, though, you know?
Well, it's a work van.
Yeah.
That's what
is
you,
it? Yeah. Let's hope that's what it is.
Right.
You know, it seems super suspicious. Like, really, a white van? You have a white van?
Oh, the latest on... Yeah, because it's a work van and you bought it and you didn't want to pay the extra money for the paint job.
Mm.
And you want to probably slap some logos on the side to show that it's a business.
Yeah.
You write that thing off.
What about any windows? How come we don't have any of those?
Well...
Those seems like a box of death.
People can see your merchandise in the back.
Yeah, then. There
well,
you
tint
go.
Them! Just saying, you know? God, it seems like a death trap.
Baltimore Mayor Bernard Young, I guess he goes by Jack, says, don't park near our white van. Make sure you keep your cell phone in case somebody tries to abduct you.
Oh, God. Well, it's not bad advice, you know? John always says, don't park near any tall vehicles.
The mayor said he had not been told of an apparent threat by the Baltimore police, but said it was all over Facebook.
Yeah. Well, he, you know, he's doing his due diligence. Look, it said so on Facebook. Everybody stay away from the white vans.
Liking my friend's pictures. I saw the story. I thought I better get out in front of this.
Sure. Listen, ladies.
Warn my constituents.
Right. That's just solid mayoring. Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess Facebook will end up being responsible for this one. As they're the
Facebook.
They're the ones pushing it out there.
Well, they're not wrong. White vans, avoid them.
I mean, yeah, that's the van in the
in all of the things. That is the van. Anytime anything bad goes down, it's a white van, Vinny. You know it, I know it, we all know it. The mayor knows it. White vans, stay away. God, who buys a white van? Nobody buys those anymore. God.
Especially it's not the white van's fault. He's
really
just sitting there. Give him a break.
Trying to kidnap people. Go for a blue van. What are you doing? Getting the obvious white van. Jesus.
25-year-old guy named Derek Gebo.
Oh.
From Trumbull, Connecticut. You been there?
I don't know.
Your band tour there?
I don't think so. Doesn't sound familiar.
Trumbull, Connecticut. That's New England, right?
Yeah. This guy wasn't even born when I was touring.
So you don't think you boned him?
Probably not.
All right. Anyway.
Maybe it was mother. I didn't even know it.
Derek Gebo. I don't think it works like that.
Oh, really?
You don't leave the baby behind.
You are the mother. No, I told you. I told you.
You haven't left babies behind all the cities you toured in. That's a man thing.
Lucky.
Yeah. Anyway. Derek Gebo was driving drunk in his red pickup last Friday when another driver passed him and sent him into a full-on road rage. Oh. He started tailing the other driver and kept on following even when that other driver pulled into a police station parking lot.
Oh.
The cop in the lot told the driver it was a restricted area, but he said he was being followed. And as he talked to the cop, Derek pulled into the lot, got out of his truck, started walking toward the car while taking his shirt off.
Well, I don't want to get any blood on this. This is my nice shirt. This is my drinking shirt.
So there he is.
This guy's a bright bulb in Turnbull, Connecticut.
Letting the guy know it's on because I'm going to fight you and I don't want to mess my shirt up. Mm. Cop stepped in and noticed Derek doesn't sound sober. He blew a .23 on the breathalyzer, which is about 3 times the legal limit.
That's high.
And was charged with DUI and driving in harassing and intimidating manner.
He basically turned himself in. Mm-hmm. That's good news. What a dummy. God, I love stories about dummy people.
Guy
right.
With a cop there. Busy pulling his shirt off.
How dare you pass me? He gets all tight, screwed up in his shirt. Off.
You know, you weren't here yesterday, but we were talking... I'm reading a book called The Watchers, and in the book, at some point, they take a journey into the Tenderloin of San Francisco.
Oh.
And there's all this underground stuff that they're talking about where they can go get fake IDs and these bars where women are guests or escorts.
Escorts, yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And then Bryn, I know Bryn had grown up there, so I'm like, so do you know about any of this stuff? Well,
I lived there for a minute in time, and then I used to go there for all my youth activities. Like there was a
hooking and drug dealing.
There's something called
and...
Vietnamese Youth Community Center.
Oh,
in the Tenderloin,
on Ellis and Jones, I believe that was where it was, and so I was there all the time, and my siblings were always there, and that's where we hung out at the rec center on Ellis and Leavenworth. So I was always out there.
So you confirmed.
He was like, yeah, I've been to the clubs where the girls are your escort.
They call them PR girls. I don't even know why they call them PR girls, but they call them PR girls.
I thought about it all day.
And hang out with
rental
you.
Girls. That's what it is. You're renting.
PR
girls?
I was thinking like public relations.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah. Probably stands for something.
Anyway, his whole story is he's been there. Yeah, me and my boys, we used to hang out.
Well, that's where he got his fake ID. I mean, obviously.
Nah, I used my cousins for that. He lived like me. He's older than me.
But you hung out in places like that.
I had friends who owned places like that.
Oh, owned them. Boy. You get like a discount?
Yeah.
Friends and family?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, nice.
Why did you just hang out there? You know, with the Hennessy.
Of course you did.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When is the last time? Now, I know you've been sick.
Yes.
So it may have been a minute or two. When was the last time you cleaned some house? Cleaned house.
Does
anything?
Does cleaning up after dinner
vacuuming,
count?
Dishes, all of it counts.
That last night.
Last night.
Yeah.
And when you get ready to do some dishes.
Oh, boy. We're stretching and cracking our knuckles. I didn't do any of that.
Do you go, hey, thingy, play me Boston's
sure.
greatest album?
Absolutely.
So you what did you listen to last night?
I didn't last oh. night, but 100% that happens.
The question was asked of people, do you listen to music while you clean? 80% of people said yes.
Why not?
Absolutely.
And plus, she's so convenient. Like, it really is sort of like, oh, I was thinking about this or that. And then it's playing. You know what I wish she would do, though? Hey, Amazon, listen. I don't need her to tell me what the name of the song is that I asked for or where she's getting it from. Could she just start playing it? Like, there's 30 seconds to lead up, you know.
Yours does that?
Yeah, I go, hey.
Is it a setting, maybe?
I don't. Why? Yours just starts playing the song? No talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine always says, playing so-and-so by so-and-so. And then
right.
It plays. Yeah.
No, mine says, you know, here's the song by, you know, so-and-so-and-so. And from Amazon Music.
Oh, yeah. Or, from Amazon.
It's like, it takes forever to say that. I'm like, can you just start playing it?
It might be because my family does it a lot on repeat that maybe it doesn't. I'm not sure.
Just starts
I know
playing it again?
At dinner, my kid who has grown up with that little device.
Right.
My oldest kid.
He knows
is
all
like,
about it. Right.
Thingy, play Jingle Farts. And oh. There's the dinner music that we're going
to start
with.
I can't wait to hear
with.
Jingle Farts.
And then.
It does go.
There. Yes.
That's my favorite new song.
It sure does.
That's great.
It's Boy, one they of the have, songs jingle, playing at my house.
Jingle everything.
There is?
Well, yeah. Isn't there like the rough, 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 meow,
oh.
meow, meow?
Okay.
Aren't those all jingle cats,
sure.
jingle dogs? Jingle Farts is genius. What
I'm
about
not sure if I found the right version.
Jingle
I found
burps.
A different version yesterday, so... But it sounds like real farts. Is that how it's supposed to sound?
It's
well, yeah,
farting.
It's actual
but I,
farting.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is
awesome.
This is happening at my dinner table.
Oh, that one was not a fart.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Yeah,
what could it possibly
mean? No, it wasn't.
85% of parents listen to music while they clean.
Yeah.
And it says here, maybe to drown out the kids, I put on music to get people out of the kitchen so I can do my job.
Like
so
Slayer.
I put
or
on
whatever.
Slayer. That's right. Dishwashing music. I want them to split. They're in and around. They're all.
Get out of here.
Just let me. It's bad enough. I got to do dishes.
Right.
I pull dish duty. How'd that happen?
I don't know. It's annoying, though. I mean, I made the food. Why do I have to clean up?
Oh, I didn't make the food, so that's why I got dish duty.
I made the food last night.
That's how
I called John in.
That goes.
And he goes, you made food? I'm like, yeah. He goes, you're sick. I'm like, I washed my hands 20 times already. I didn't touch my mouth, nothing. Plus, it was hot dogs and beans, for God's sake. How much touching is there? It's not that much touching.
You cut the hot dogs?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's some touching.
I washed my hands and
I'm just
asking
you,
did
you cut?
I just sliced them down the middle and open them up.
With your
fingers, with your hands.
Yeah, with my fingers, I washed them.
I'm just saying, he has a legitimate complaint.
But then I should have been able to dissuade him of that by saying, "Don't worry, I'm aware."
Gloves.
No, I don't wear gloves.
You should wear gloves.
Yeah.
You know, he probably had lamb tartare planned, and you screwed up his plan.
Lamb tartare.
I don't know. What is that?
I don't know.
Well, it's something
raw lamb.
Sure. It is?
Yeah, isn't tartare like really thinly sliced raw meat?
I have no idea.
Well, whatever it is, I don't want it.
Okay.
We're having hot dogs.
So you had pork and beans last
pork
night.
Pork and beans. Well,
and you
beef.
Made it.
I make beef hot dogs.
Okay.
I like beef hot dogs.
So you buy a specific...
Yeah, I buy ballpark prime beef hot dog things.
Ballpark?
Yeah.
The plump when you cook them
mm-hmm.
ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't like the deli ones. You never know what's in those.
But the Applegate ones are great.
No, those are good too. I didn't go to a place that had Applegate. I went to the store with all the name brands.
The regular old Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Mm. All right. Our text number is, by the way, I did not want, I went to bed extra early.
Yes.
Because we've got a big day today.
Yeah,
which
huge day.
Completely went wrong for me, but I still did not watch Survivor.
Oh,
did
no.
You?
Oh, my God, Vinny.
Tell me.
It was so good. It was, like, because of its stupidness, like, even the jury's going, What a bunch of dummies.
Oh, really?
Like, it's so stupid what happened. I'm not going to say, you have, just watch, all you really have to watch is the Tribal Council. Watch the whole thing, though. It's so good.
It's a good episode.
You got to watch it. You cannot believe the unfathomable stupidity of this one person. So stupid. I'm like, what are you doing?
Wait, which one's Dean?
He's the good-looking dude with no chest hair, you know.
Oh.
Like rakish, like good-looking haircut kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had so that weird connection.
With Kelly.
And then she got voted off.
It's just
after saving his life.
I know. She saves him. And he's like, oh, well, bye.
And now he got voted off?
No, he didn't get voted off. But what he did is, I don't want to say anymore. All just right. Watch the episode today.
Our text number, we're still taking these. We're here. We're live.
We're here.
You guys, I know it's Winterland night, but we are here early.
I know. Well, half of us are.
Right. Good morning, Alice family. Super excited for tonight, and we'll be wearing a holiday Christmas sweater.
All right. What I should wear.
It will be X-Men themed.
Oh, an X-Men holiday Christmas sweater? We'll look for you.
Badass. We'll be on the lookout to say hi to you guys.
All right.
Are you wearing your Santa suit tonight?
No, I'm not going to wear that. Oh. I told you, I'm not wearing that anymore. Probably can't even fit into it anymore. Lard ass.
I'm sure you can.
Freaking Christmas lard ass.
Do you think I can fit in? I'll wear it if I can fit
Oh, yeah. It. Yeah, you want to wear it?
Yeah. Do you think it'll fit me?
Maybe.
I'll try it on.
Like what's the thing? A fat guy in a little coat.
You know, come on.
It's really weird how men and women are shaped differently, yeah. And that something that you'd think could
would
work,
fit, right.
Would,
probably
won't
just
at all.
No, mm-hmm.
It'd be fun to see you try it on, though.
Yeah, I'll bring it.
Well, I mean, it'd be fun if I could just wear it. I'd be like, this is the Sarah Santa suit that we've talked about for like 8 years now.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
Yeah. I did see it in my closet day before yesterday or something. I'm like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, get that. Sarah a script, says 415. Glad you're back. But the boys were fun.
Yeah. No, I knew, you know, I actually feel like when Marcus is here, where you guys are in good hands and, you know, you got this. I feel, you know, that's the thing about being sick, though. You know, probably most people go through this, like sitting home and, you know, like I'm sick, but I'm like, am I sick enough? Am I, you know, like just racking myself with guilt?
Well, I actually knew you would have felt, because we just had come off a week off.
Dude, I know.
And then...
I felt like a loser. It sat there beating myself up.
Thursday's the big night, the one that we're, you know...
We've been aiming toward.
It's our year out. It's one night a week right. That we go out, and it's this Thursday.
Yep,
tonight.
Exactly. We'll see you there.
So I could imagine you were like, oh, God.
Well,
the
on
timing
Tuesday
of
night,
this,
I'm like,
I would have been bummed.
I should just go in. John's like, you have to be kidding. Like, nobody wants you. Like, not even you. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.